So we left off yesterday that we're grappling with the challenge of exactly how to solve our problem of washing our hands and make our hands tor when we have a rule that your hands are considered a second level of tumah, they're shniyim. And liquids, when they touch shniyim, instead of becoming shlishis, which doesn't happen by chulin, they become rishon. So what's going to happen over here? How do we solve that problem? So the Chum actually gave us, according to most poskim, there are two solutions to the problem. One solution, it works according to everybody, and one solution is the machloikas. But most poskim hold that it works. The first solution is they can't, all this is din rabbanan, so they can set up the system however they want. So they said, you're right, we're going to give the halacha that the water which you pour on your hands, the water that you pour on your hands will become tameh. When you pour water on it a second time, that second pouring of water will be matayer the first set of water. So you pour it on your right hand one time, then you pour your right hand a second time, and the second pouring of water will be matayer the water which is there from the first washing. And then you do the same thing on your left hand. So that's why most people have the custom, they wash their hands, each hand you pour the water on your hands twice. There is another solution, according to most poskim, of using a revius on each hand to start with. Because the halacha is you need a revius of water total, but you can actually pour on your hands less than a revius. But if you use it, then the water will become tameh. But if you use a revius, according to most poskim, the water does not become tameh to start with. And according to most poskim, if you pour a revius on each hand, you do not need to wash a second time in each hand. And the Shabura says we should be machmer, even in that situation, to do. Water is available. In the case where there's a limited amount of water, if you pour a revius on each hand, one hand, the right hand gets revius, second hand gets a revius, your hands are tor, and the water is tor. Now why is this? How does this work that the revius solves that problem? So there's two reasons why people are tovel akeli. We are very familiar with the idea of tefillas kelim. A person buys a new kli which is made by a non-Jew or owned by a non-Jew. There's a halacha, you have to tovel that kelim. So that kelim being transferred from the rishus of a non-Jew to rishus of a Jew has to go through a tahara process of going to the mikvah. That mikvah requires 40 saw. That mikvah to be matar your kelim requires 40 saw. There's another reason why people were tovel kelim, which we do not keep nowadays. When they lived in a world where there was they dealt with tumah tahara, they had kachim, they had truma, people were makbid on the halachas of tumah tahara. To be mitzayer a kli, when you're dealing with the issue of tumah tahara, not when you buy a new kli and you have to take it to the mikvah, that needs 40 saw. Make that very clear. But the Gemara says that you have a kli which became tameh. If it'll fit into a revius of water, you can make a mikvah the size which holds a revius of water. You make a little hole in the ground, it holds 4 ounces, and you tovel your needle in that mikvah, and it's tor. All you need is a revius of water. It has to be large enough to tovel the kli in it at one shot. That's why I gave an example with a needle. And if you have a pot, you make a mikvah large enough to hold the pot. And you put the pot into the mikvah. The mikvah holds 2 gallons. A gallon, you put your pot in, it covers it totally. You must, whenever you take something into the mikvah, it has to be totally immersed and submerged in the water at the same time. As long as it's large enough to hold the keli, it's tor. Again, we're not talking about buying new keli. We don't do this, the tevilah, the Mashiach will come, we will learn these halachas and keep these halachas. That keli became tameh, you had a table in the mikvah. Your chair became tameh, you take it to the mikvah. Your couch became tameh, you take it to the mikvah. Your bed became tameh, you take it to the mikvah. So you need a very large mikvah for the bed. But for your pot became tameh, you put it in the mikvah. The table became tameh, you put it in the mikvah. Everything had to go to the mikvah. But the smallest shear for a valid mikvah is a revius of water. Now that revius of water has to be in the ground. But Chachamim came along and said, for the purpose of being matar yadayim, a revius of water which you're going to pour on your hands will give it a din like a mikvah, and the rule is the mikvah never becomes tameh. The mikvah itself never becomes tameh. Your person whose tummy goes to the mikvah, what happens to the water in the mikvah? It remains tor. You put a keli which is tummy in the mikvah, what happens to the mikvah? It remains tor. So pouring a revius of water on your hands, a revius of water, which in some cases is considered like a mikvah, even though a mikvah has to be on the ground, we're going to give it a din. Even though you're pouring it and it's not in the ground, the water does not become tummy. And that's why revius does not have these issues. We'll see how that's relevant in regards to the issues of a chatzitza tomorrow. Have a good morning.